And here we go, we're back, ready for the first round of WrestleBacks on the ISSA State Wrestling Semifinals, Individual State Finals. Henry will be back a little bit. He's munching the last few bites, and I'm going to hand the headset to him, and here he comes. Here's Henry! Okay, we got WrestleBacks here on man four. This is a good situation here, fans. We'll get started here.
WrestleBacks down the far mid at number four. We have Munster's Medina versus Cathedral's Brian Harvey.
So, first off, 1 minute to go to the third period. Caution on Phillips, the early start.
Nothing happening yet. Brian Harvey's got a front headlock on Medina. Medina trying to short carry it. And time runs out. These are 1 minute first periods in the WrestleBack. So Medina wins the flip, goes down in the second period, in the WrestleBack, at 103, Brian Harvey on top from Cathedral. Riding tough. Harvey at 41-10, and Medina at 46-6. Harvey's got the legs in, cranking a power half with the left side, got the elbow extended over the head. And referee, I just cut out, I think. I can't. And Medina, okay, Medina back at it here. Medina gets a stalemate with 19 seconds left in the first period, or second period. 0-0 match.
Change
of level
single. Time
expires.
So
6-1
lead for Phillips. That's the first period.
Now he's got the legs in tight, Harvey does. Medina tripods up. Really torquing that half Nelson. And referee Mike Faulkner on the call. We have about 54 seconds left in the second period. Okay, Medina squaring off on Harvey.
Looks like
Medina tries to stand up as Harvey drops in on the leg. And time is running down in the second period with Brian Harvey. Lose it. No, did not lose control. So Harvey takes down with a 0-0 match in the third period. And we will reset. We have a little blood time here. And while we have blood time, a bit of trivia. Richard J., owner and entrepreneur of Matt Burns Wrestling Magazine, informed me that the tech fall by Alex Gregory of Penn High School in 3:30 in the quarterfinals became the second fastest tech fall for 112 pounds at the state meet in state history. Low record number two was 3:40 by now Ohio State wrestling star Reese Humphrey, then Lawrence North in 2:03 in 2003. The number one record is 2:33 by Mark Rosenbaum of Maryville as far as tech falls at 112 pounds as far as state records. That Richard J. stays on top of all the records.
Down, even cover, goes right to the cross red. Drive Cody forward. Cody maintains
solid position. Brandon Harvey on a single dumps Medina to his hips and covers over for the 2-point takedown. Now it's a 3-0 lead for Brian Harvey. Might want to explain to these our listeners that if the guy that beats you in the quarterfinals makes it to the finals, you will wrestle for fifth and sixth. If the guy who beats you in the quarterfinals loses, you will wrestle for seventh and eighth in the semifinals. Medina's going to come away with a win. He's got a minute left. He's got about a minute left, and he's hanging in there with a 3-0 lead for Brian Harvey with 52 seconds left. So we have another blood timeout on that three in the consolation bracket. Brian Harvey with a spiral ride on Aurelio Medina. With 30 seconds left, Medina hits a short set. Turns in. Now another short set. Tries a Grammy roll out, but Brian Harvey follows him. With about 15 seconds remaining in the bout at 3-0, Brian Harvey is going to advance through that bracket. So referee Mike Faulkner resets him on that fourth. Aurelio Medina with a stand-up. Harvey doing a nice job of riding and following, and that's about it. Brian Harvey will advance. The match is determined whether he goes for fifth and sixth, I guess. Or he goes for fifth and sixth. And the loser of that match will go for seventh and eighth. Medina will go for seventh and eighth.
Over time,
So here we are, 103 in the semis. Matt, two airsmen, 2-2. They are in overtime on Matt 2. Ayers looking at his coach, saying, I don't want to go down, coach. This is the ultimate tiebreaker. I'm just touching into this, Matt. Second one. Ayersman stands up. Tries to get out. Ayersman just doesn't look like he has a whole lot of confidence under there. Nice switch action by Ayersman. Crab ride. Now the other semifinal match. Dusty Keith chased down. We're in the second tiebreaker. Ayers been riding with a spiral. They're not going to start. Now Keith is looking for a reversal. And the referee gives the reversal as he covers the hips. And it's a 4-2 match for Dusty Keith of Franklin Community. With 2 seconds left. And he ends up advancing to the final match. Undefeated freshman, Dusty Keith. Well, he's a big freshman. The 103 pounder. Ron Kelly. Keeper Gregory in the semifinals. Down here on Man 4, it's Jared Fisher, Martinsville, and Mullins from Newcastle. Mullins and Fisher. Mullins with a bundle on the arm, tries to drag. Knocks Fisher to his hip. Connor Mullins with a takedown on Derek Fisher by Martinsville. 2-0 lead with 8 seconds left in the first period. On the semifinals, we got Alex Gregory on mat 2 versus Josh Kiefer from Brown Collie. 43-4, a sophomore. Both boys are sophomores. And the other bracket is Brandon Nelson and Al Hawkins. There's a shot by Kiefer from the outside. Blocked out by Gregory. Inside chip by Kiefer. Gets into a side headlock. But there's no takedown, no control as they go out of bounds. He gets two on that? No, he didn't. Kiefer tried the inside trick. Gregory hits it on a fireman's carry. Then he slid off to a side headlock. Now Kiefer gets a go-behind on a butt drag. Gregory hobbling out on the elbow. Good pass by there. Got out of trouble. 0-0 match, first period. Down on mat four. Head heel by Kiefer. Loses the head. Now Gregory's got a front. Oh, boy, if he could have just sagged and dropped on that, he might have had to take that. Both wrestlers exchanging some flurries with 5 seconds left. Looks like it's going to be a 0-0 match coming out of the first period. Alex Gregory of 10, Josh Kiefer of Lyon County, Indianapolis. Gregory defers. Chuck Barnett on the call. Andy Wood is your mat judge. Kiefer takes the down position, starts second period. Down on that four, Derek Kiefer is behind. He's trailing Connor Mullen 2-0 in the third period. One point escape by Ron Collins Kiefer. He tries to hit a little single. Now Gregory down blocking him, trying to shorten the arms, trying to get a go behind him. Tom Mullins on that four down. There's a go behind a Kiefer and a takedown. 3-0. Josh Kiefer over Alex Gregory. Three on match three. Derek Fisher still riding Connor Mullins down there on mat four. And a 2-0 match with 1:34 left. Now on mat two, Gregory being crab ridden by Josh Kiefer from Ron Colley. Now he jumps off into a spiral. Warning for starting on Ron Collins Kiefer for just hanging on. Now he's arguing with his coach. Got to get careful. He doesn't want to get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Gribble on a stand up. And that's where the period ends with Ron Collins Kiefer getting a takedown, escaping a takedown in the second, coming out of 0-0. So now Gregory looks over, of course, Brad Harper, and he takes the down position. Try to get his escape, get back into this match. Down on that four, Martins, Duke, Martinsville, still riding. Connor Mullins from Newcastle. Knee slide stand up by Gregory on mat two. Now it's a 1 point escape for Connor Mullins on mat four on a 3-0 lead. Shoots a single leg on Derek Fisher from Martinsville. So Hawkins is up 4-3 out there, Matt. 3-0. Connor Mullins on a shot.
I think the official changed it to maybe just a one escape.
Alex Gregory still trying to get an escape here. Is that right? Yes. Yep. Okay. Unfortunately, you're listening to just the audio here. We do not have permission to do the videotaping because of the IHSA's contract with a subordinate company. So they will not start their broadcast till 5 o'clock. I believe that is when the consolation rounds will start. And the finals are slated for 7 o'clock, I believe. So you'll have to listen to us, and we'll try to do the most accurate job we can, bringing you the format coverage of the semifinals. We're currently at 112, and the wrestlebacks that go with those particular weight classes on the outside mats. So Connor Mullins at 112 advances to the 5th and 6th place match by virtue of a 3-0 win over Derek Fisher of Martinsville. Fisher will drop down for a 7th and 8th place match. Meanwhile, in the semifinals, in the top bracket at 112, time is running down. Penn sophomore Alex Gregory, as he's defeated 3-2. So Kiefer advances to 44-4, and Alex Gregory will drop down to the 3rd and 4th place match as his record drops to 34-6. Other semifinal match, 6-5 match, 48 seconds left on mat 3 between Brendan Nelson in the white singlet from Lawrence North and Crown Point's Anthony Hawkins in the red singlet. Warning star in 1 point, Kiefer tied up, 6-6. Point for Brendan Nelson. 30 seconds remain. I caught steps, but Hawkins catches the arm and throws it by for 2. As Anthony Hawkins will advance to the final minute. Boy, the matches are tight now. Again, if you're looking for a broadcast for these matches, it will not happen until 5 o'clock tonight. We do not have permission to do the webcast video of it, but we will try to do our best to bring you the broadcast of the 4 matches that are going on right now. We are currently in the semifinal matches. Brandon Wright from Cathedral at 119 is on mat 3. He's wrestling Alex Johns of Evansville. Wright's on mat 2. Casey Kenny of Jay County is wrestling Camden Eppert of Highland. Down on mat 4, we have Derek Bevins of Yorktown versus Danny Bradley of Eppert with a takedown.
Right, Casey Travel, John Black down. Both it underhook, over under situations, and just like the snap thing, and try to decide to use inside matches.
Devins and Bradley on mat 4. The field goes for 5th and 6th and 7th and 8th. There's a shot by Devins. First time runs out.
John's trying to control the right hand so he doesn't snap him. John's down on the single leg. Right wing and all, pushing the head down. Right hip down, trying to square off. Trying to clear his leg. Good pressure on
Jones. He spins back. Spins back, and 3-4. 5-point lead. Wow. Doesn't look like it's saved. Right on a stand up, cuts the hands, 1-point escape. Devins on mat 4 with a lead, 1-0 by virtue of an escape. Brandon Wright's got a 5-1 deficit to make up here with 25 seconds in the first semifinal at 119 pounds. It's Sean McGinley, the Cathedral coach, goes over to talk to Freddie McVesic, the official. Meanwhile, on that 2, got Camden Effort. Wrestling Casey Kenny from Jay County. Effort in on a single. Claims it. Puts loose. But down on mat number 4, 3-0 winner for Bevins from Yorktown. Bevins will go for 5th and 6th. Okay, now we're into the semifinal matches. Since mat 4 is done, we got Camden Effort, 2-1 leader on mat 2. Over Casey Kenny of Jay County. In the second period, Effort in on a single leg. Tries to plane it, hook over, steps over, goes to the far ankle, and he's got back double. Needs to clear his head here. Referee Andy Wood waiting for that to happen, and doesn't get any points. As a result, he clears it now and gets a 2-point reversal. So Camden Effort with a 4-1 lead over Casey Kenny of Joe Tyne. A lateral drop, 10 by Kenny. After he gets his escape, and then he gives up a 2-point takedown, he lands on his back. Effort throws the legs in as they stand up. A 6-2 lead for Camden Effort. In the other semifinal, we had a 5-3 match. Alex Johns of Evansville Rich is up with 1:32 left in the second period over Brandon Wright of Indianapolis Cathedral. Inside leg stand up by Brandon Wright. Isolates the hand, runs him out of bounds. Are we going to have a technical violation here? No. Camden Effort, giving him 2 points. Runs his lead to 8-3, now with 17 seconds in the second period. Meanwhile, on 3, Alex Johns and Brandon Wright. Right, there's a nice shot of blocking the legs out. Short six. John's trying to pull him in his lap for a crab ride. Now right, hip height out. What explosion. Runs behind. Tries to hip pull him. Now John tries to high leg over, but Brandon Wright does a nice job of keeping his hips up. 6'5", nice down block. Wright is so quick on his down blocking. Seven, six lead now. His injury time is going to be taken here.
Ryan's a little fatigued here. He's breathing hard. I'll tell you what, John's in sports, right to wrestle hard, but no match. Coming from behind, coming off his back, got up the cradle up off the cradle. It really made Ryan have to play his game today. Ryan's first round, nothing wrong.
Yeah, I think this is a timeout just to get his breath. Single leg by Eppert. Corner cutting it. Now he's whizzing down. Kenny is. Squares off. We're in the third quarter. About 15 seconds left. It's Camden Eppert. Looks like he's going to hang in here with an 8-4 decision to advance to the championship match. Brandon Wright in a crab ride. Gets the takedown in a 9-7. As time is running out in the second period. Camden Eppert advances to the finals with an 8-4 victory over Casey Kenny at Jay County. 8-4. Nine-seven. Brandon Wright got a 2-point lead going into the third period. He's gonna cut.
He let him go. Nine-eight.
He's gonna cut Alex Johns from Rich.
Johns is kind of scared of the snap down. That's what's hurting right now.
2-on-1 by Wright.
Head snapping.
Waiting for a read on Johns. Both boys keep a good posture, good stance.
There's a change level by Wright.
There's a drag. Pitching. Now Johns is running right around the front headlock here. Trying to pull the elbow. Medvesic calls a stalemate. We'll start back up with 1:21 in the match. Wright leading with his left hand. Tail leg back. Oh, nice little spin behind. Off a bad shot. He hasn't taken him down. Your rear clock here. Step through. He's in Turk. He's got a 2-point takedown. 11-8 lead with a Turk now. And Brandon Wright going to with the back point here. Warning for Stalin on top, so Medvesic, the official, is going to restart him here in the top position. for Brandon Wright, a stealth call against him. Now we want a timeout for Alex Johns. And again, he's got to find out what he's got to do to win. Down 3 points. Third four by Eppert. Camden Eppert. Now those two have met before, haven't they? All right. All right, Alex Johns is back up now. After taking about 40 seconds of injury time. We got 39 seconds left in the bout. 11-8, Brandon Wright Cathedral ahead of Alex Johns of Evansville Wright.
39 seconds to go, 3-point lead for Wright. With the blow, Johns comes straight up, Wright cracks the ankle.
Little switch action by Johns. High shoulder blocked by Brandon Wright, now he's got on a single leg. Wright trying to dump it down, and he does. As he knocks Johns to his hip, and now Johns goes into a single leg. Was there a loss of control? No. Frankie Nedvesic does not get an escape. There's another switch by Alex Johns. Oh, he's got a wrench into his back. Brandon Wright wrenches the cradle, nearest old cradle, to his back, but he's too high to get criteria. So that's where it's going to end, 11-8. Brandon Wright. Good cut from behind victory for Brandon Wright. If he was behind by five to start with. All right, Matt Four. We got a physical match on mat two here. Sistis from Crown Point, Taroga from Lawrence North. Down on mat four. Down on mat four, we have Daniel Rothgrub and Witko and Anthony Lovejoy in the black singlet. We're going 1 minute first period down there. Lovejoy from Roars. Just opens up with a takedown on mat two over Cash Taroga. Outstanding young freshman. So we have our blood timeout on mat number four. As Lovejoy and Rothgeb is from Witko. Lovejoy is from Lewis. On mat two in the semifinal bout there, Jason Sustis tying up Cash Taroga. He's got Taroga in a bad way, looking for a leg jerk. Staying pretty parallel with the hips.
On
Now we're back in action here on mat 4 with 1:50 left in the second period. We have a 0-0 match between Lovejoy in control. Got a 2-point reversal. So Anthony Lovejoy, that's where Wayne Lewis takes a 2-0 lead in the rest of back action at 1:25. Now he's got a 4-0 lead. I'm sorry, he had a takedown in the first period. 4-1 down on that, yeah. Lovejoy and Gossett. Rothfield from Whitco. Meanwhile, in the semifinals, top bracket, Jason Sirsis has a 2-0 lead over Cash Caroga, undefeated senior from Lawrence North. Sirsis is a freshman. Been beaten twice this season. Napoo is from Maryville. There's a caution by Mark Miller, the official, on Cash Caroga for jumping the whistle. There's a shot by Goss. Rock good. Front headlock down by Lovejoy. Now Cash Caroga's in on a single leg on Jason Sirsis as he squares up near the out of bounds line. No points have been issued yet. 2-0 match. Jason Sirsis in the top bracket of the semifinals at 1:25. Now Caroga pulls him back in on a single. Sirsis splits his grip. Now he fronts him out. Now he sucker drags out, and we'll have a fresh start. No takedown. Sirsis was in on Caroga. Had a nice front headlock. Third period, 4-2. Lovejoy up on Rothbard from Whipto at 1:25 in the Russell back round. Lovejoy is in the down position. Rothkin shows optional start. Kicks him out for one, 5-2. So Lovejoy, Anthony Lovejoy from Moores, Fort Wayne, with a 5-2 lead. Meanwhile, in the other semifinal bracket, top bracket, Jason Sirsis is ahead 2-0, had a front headlock, tucked his head. Boy, if he doesn't flinch, this Sirsis is really impressive for a freshman. Caroga's trying to storm him with high crotches, and Sirsis maintains his stance. Now he down blocks, Caroga trying to front roll out, his time runs out of the second period. So Jason Sirsis with a 2-0 lead. Caroga took the neutral position in the second period. We really respected that. Sirsis will take down in the third. Meanwhile, Lovejoy opens up a 5-point deficit over Rothkin, 7-2 in the consolation wrestle back. Sirsis being ridden by Caroga. There's about 1:38 in the semifinal match, and I don't understand what Cash is trying to do. His coach is a motion for him to cut him, and he does. 3-0, Sirsis. Caroga in. Sirsis in on a counter knee kick. In on a single. Caroga countering with a belly roll. Down blocking, squaring the hips. Now Sirsis is improving his position. He's got that leg anchored down. He's got a 3-point lead with about a minute left in the bout. Caroga trying to push off the hips of Sirsis. As Sirsis stays strong in on the leg attack. Sirsis trying to corner. Caroga trying to square. 53 seconds left. Still an 8. Start back up on her feet. Mark Miller, the official, will start him back up. Caroga, another fast start. That's Cash Carrillo's second false start, as the mat assistant alerts the official to it. Oh, no. A third caution and a point for Jason Sertzis. So Cash Carrillo jumps the gun again, and now he's down 4 points. And Jason Sertzis kind of concedes that takedown as Carrillo finally muscled through a high crotch. Sertzis saw a front headlock. Carrillo trying to butt drag behind to pull within 1 point. He doesn't have the point yet. 10 seconds. That's going to be it. 2 point takedown. And he's going to come up 1 point short. And the third caution was very costly for Cash Carrillo. 3 cautions cost him the match. Jason Sertzis, freshman, advances to the state finals at 25. The other championship match, John Gray, 2-1 victory. From Topeka will advance against Jason Sertzis. Wow. Wow. What a match. All right. Now we have down on mat 4 at 130 pounds. We have Samson Cook in a powder blue uniform from the Prairie Meridian Falcons. Philly wrestler Andrew Seitz from Castle High School. DeMarcus Spencer in the semifinals, top bracket. DeMarcus Spencer will wrestle Josh Harper. Spencer from Pike High School. Spencer with a front headlock on Harper, corners it to a single leg. Meanwhile, Cook down on mat 4, and Sykes from Castle going at it. No score, first period. Spencer and Harper, mat 2. Now Spencer trying to run a go behind as Josh Harper back hooks the arm that he's reaching for the ankle with. Sykes down on a single leg on Samson Cook. Can't convert it. Porras jumps into a 2-0 lead on that 3. Josh Harper to Marcus Spencer from Pike High School. 0-0, 1:20, first period. No score. Spencer on 2-on-1. Harper blocks with his head. Spencer bangs him down to a front hand like runs behind, hooks an ankle, and demonstrates control for a 2-0 lead. DeMarcus Spencer over Josh Harper right now. Now he buries the head in there on a cradle situation, forcing Harper to belly out. Spencer right in the wrist. 47 seconds in that semifinal match. Meanwhile, in the Russell back consolations, 2-0, Samson Cook in the red anklet. He's trailing Andrew Seitz of Castle High School. DeMarcus Spencer with a 2-0 lead over Josh Harper. Now Harper's been one for stalling underneath. Spencer with a deep claw. Spencer running the claw on Harper, and Harper is just flat on his belly. He's been warm for stalling very early here. Meanwhile, Samson Cook trails 2-0 over Andrew Seitz as the first period runs out on mat 1. on that too. I'm sorry. Okay. Evidently, Demarcus Spencer has wrestled Harper before. He takes the neutral position with a 2-0 lead. Harper has been one for stalling. He does not want to go underneath Harper, evidently. Spencer with a 2-on-1. Harper trying to peel it off and neutralize it. Spencer initially took a 2-on-1, snapped him down and ran behind. He hit it again, but Harper hangs onto the wrist. DeMarcus Spencer, 2-on-1 constantly, much like Frankie Porras wrestled Harper last weekend in the Maryville Summer State. Now he's into a snap down. Harper with a 2-on-1 wrist. Sykes and Cook still 2-0. Sykes, he's underneath. As we push the fifth, now Harper's in on a single leg. Harper dumps it down. But Spencer, whizzering and loose hipping him. He's trying to neutralize. Just 1 minute left. Harper trying to run the corner on the single leg. He trails by two. Now he steps over the ankle. Spencer trying to square the hips. And it's a stalemate. Spencer hustles back to the center. Harper hustles back. For a headlock by Harper. It's high. Spencer trying to suck a grab out. Still 2-0 down there with Samson Cook trailing. Andrew Sykes to cancel. Harper with a front headlock, 25 seconds, second period. Runs to a knee pick. But Spencer, now we got an illegal hold. 1 point red, illegal hold. The referee has called an illegal front headlock. Evidently, he had both hands locked around the head with no arm encircled. 3-0, unless assistant coach Mike Lehman can talk to official out of the call. So we have a 3-0 lead by DeMarcus Spencer. I believe it was an illegal front headlock. No arm was encircled. 10 seconds left in the period. Harper, a three-time state champion. Spencer trying to get through. He's the first time he's been through the first round, I believe. We go into the third period. Harper takes the top position. Josh Harper has just taken the top position, looking for the turn here at 130 pounds in the semifinals. Thank you. Now it's 2-2 down on that four as Samson Cook ties it up. 57 seconds left in the consolation bout. DeMarcus Spencer hits a stand up. Harper tries to leg him. As they get to their feet, referee calls a potentially dangerous situation and restarts them. Caution has been issued to Spencer. Improper starting position. He'll restart. That's his first caution. Now Spencer trying to work against the legs. Josh Harper's got a leg in. He's grabbing a wrist. Don't forget, Harper's been warned for stalling early in the match when he was down underneath. Not much happening here as Spencer appears to have the bottom leg hooked. Yes, he did. He caught Harper's bottom leg as he tried to throw it in. Resulted in a stalemate and got a fresh start. 1:31 left in the match. 3-0 DeMarcus Spencer lead. Now Andrew Sykes down on that floor with an escape, a loss of control, and a 3-2 lead with 12 seconds left in the wrestle back at 1:30. Spencer, mud moving underneath. Harper trying to control wrist. Got a far wrist tie. Crab right on. He's got crab hooks on the back leg. Spencer trying to get hand control. Tries to dig out the back legs. Harper's back legs. Harper's back legs. Harper's back legs. Now on top, looks like Harper's trying to kill him with a minute left in the match. DeMarcus Spencer, if he doesn't get moving, and Frankie Flores from Oberg advances to the final match with a 5-4 victory. 42 seconds remain in the Harper-Spencer match. Harper riding with a deep waist, ankle hook. Spencer, now he's trying to snake the leg in and hit his power half on top. As he works the leg in, a warning has been issued to Spencer underneath with 24 seconds left. He's up by three, so he can afford to take potentially dangerous hold as Spencer will go down to start the third, to start the last 19 seconds here. He may try to pull him back over his heels into a tilt. Huh? Spencer just mud moving down there, holding his base. Not doing a whole lot. He's been warned for stalling. He'll probably take his penalty for stalling here shortly. Harper trying to tilt. Now runs the wing. 5 seconds left. And Josh Harper has just been defeated in the semifinals. Well, that's it for Josh Harper. We'll be wrestling for third and fourth. A stellar career, though. I mean, it's a shame that he's had some injuries. Not making excuses for him, and he's the first one not to make an excuse. But it's tough duty here, especially if you have a nagging shoulder injury. Okay, we move on here. Samson Cook down there is still battling a 4-4 match. He's got front headlock and overtime. Sudden victory, right? Yeah. They've got about 21 seconds left. Lovejoy, or Sykes, Andrew Sykes Castle in on the leg, but Samson Cook's got him cross blocked to neutralize him with 10 seconds left, and he still has not demonstrated any control on his leg attack. It looks like we're going to end up going in for the tiebreakers. So we're going to wait to start the semifinal matches at 35 pounds. At 135, we have Taylor Marsh of East Noble wrestling Will Mascaro of Carmel. Now, Mascaro, undefeated at 45-0. Marsh at 37-1. His only loss was to Johnny Dillon in the Al Smith Invitational. Okay, the flip is going up, and Sykes from Castle takes the down position in a 4-4 tiebreaker down on that four at 130 to determine who goes for fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth. Who's the Castle kid that out? Nothing happening down here. Samson Cook trying to work his deadly cross-face cradle. Trent Rynell, for you Mishawaka fans, will be wrestling Doug Walsh, a sophomore, 43-4 from Castle High School, down on mat one to determine whether he goes for third and fourth, fifth and sixth or seventh and eighth. The outside mats determine fourth and fifth and sixth, seventh and eighth placings. 5-4 lead with less than 20 seconds now as Samson Cook has taken a 1-point lead. Sykes intentionally let him up. Try to get the takedown and win this thing in double overtime, basically. Samson Cook is going to hang on for a victory with a chance to go for fifth and sixth place at 130 pounds. So that concludes the 130-pound matches as we enter into the 135-pound semifinal matches and wrestlebacks. On that one, Castles Welsh will wrestle Ryan Al from Mishawaka. Goodwin from Barry Meridian will wrestle Matt Gilbert of Bluffton down on that four. Roach and Richie on the other semifinal at 135. Taylor Marsh with a takedown. Taylor Marsh has just taken a 2-0 lead. This could be his, if he wins, could be his third trip to the final match. Marsh came away with a 7-1 victory over Rainell of Mishawaka in the quarters. Now Goodwin has just taken down Matt Gober of Bluffton for a 2-0 lead here in the first period with about 20 seconds remaining in that 1 minute first period in the consolation wrestleback. Taylor Marsh with a 2-0 lead, 55 seconds left, got a leg in on Will Muscoe's Carmel. Second period, 4-2 down on mat 4 is Bluffton. Got a 2-point reversal in there, fall. And on that one, Walsh gets an escape, the sophomore from Castle, from Trent Rynell of Mishawaka. Meanwhile, with 8 seconds left, Taylor Marsh riding Will Muscoe from Carmel. 2-0 lead as time runs down in the first period. Wonderful stalling now on that one against the Castle wrestler, Welsh. As he backed out of there, 56 seconds remain. Richie with a takedown. Richie finally defeated Bluffton's Gerber 11-3 in the quarters. Gerber on a reversal over Goodwin, takes a 6-5 lead. Taylor Marsh doing a nice job. He only has a 2-0 lead in the semifinal match over Will Muscoe. Now Goodwin gets a reversal down on that four for a 7-6 lead. So Goodwin gets a reversal and a 7-6 lead going into the final period of the Russellback match at 135. Meanwhile, down one, it's a 1-1 match with Welsh from Castle right now from Mishawaka in the Russellback, determining who goes for 5th and 6th, 7th and 8th. Two Richie over Roach. Welsh has taken down Trent Rynell from Mishawaka and a 3-1 lead. Got a crab right in. Tripod's up. Gerber has come back for an 8-7 lead. No, it's a 10-8 down here, Coach. I can't see. 8-7 Gerber with about 59 seconds left in the match. Meanwhile, Taylor Marsh has a 3-0 lead in the other semifinal match. Right now with a stand-up cutaway, and then Welsh immediately drops in on a leg attack. Now we're in a scramble situation with both wrestlers having an ankle with 24 seconds left. Taylor Marsh cruising here. Third period, 1:03 left, 3-0 lead. We got a blood timeout on Goodwin. Down on that four. So we'll pan over to mat number one. It's Trent right now trying to escape. Welsh drops in on a single leg. 15 seconds left. Welsh goes to the ankle. Covers the ankle. As we're going to have an overtime match here on mat number one, Trent right now gets a reversal at the buzzer to go into sudden victory against Doug Welsh, a sophomore. Kind of a major upset there on that three is Richie from Brown County. Has just defeated Eric Roach, the number one ranked wrestler in the state, at 135 pounds. We have a Donnybrook on mat number one. Overtime match with Trent Rynell and the Castle wrestler, Welch, Doug Welch. They've been switching back and forth on counter actions on their feet. They're in 13 seconds left in the sudden victory period. Right now with an underhook. 8-8, match down on mat 4. Yes, we're going to go into overtime there also, right? so these semifinal matches will hold up. Gabriel on a single leg. Goodwin tries to bail out. Now they roll through in the sudden victory time period. So we go into the second tiebreaker on mat one. Welch taken down. Ryan Allen in the first tiebreaker failed to get out. Welch hits a short set. Tries to isolate the hand. Welch just a sophomore from Castle. Ryan Allen, hold on now. Welch hits a switch. Gets the stand up. Ryan Allen goes to a single leg. Trips him down. And Goodwin comes away with a 10-8 victory. Down on mat number four. So Chris Goodwin will advance to the fifth and sixth place match. Matt Gerber will advance to the seventh and eighth place match. Oh, the tiebreaker down there on that one. Welch going down. All Ryan Allen has to do is ride him out to get the victory. And out. He drops down on a single leg. Crosswalk by Welch. 18 seconds remain. He comes up on top. He's got a leg hook. And a two-point reversal. Even though Ryan Allen had the leg, Welch threw in a leg and demonstrated control with a reversal. So Trent Ryan Allen will go for 7th and 8th versus Gerber of Bluffton. And Goodwin will wrestle Welch for 5th and 6th. All right, down on mat four at 140 pounds. We got Trace Hall. Sends in stall. Hall and Marlin Ball. Marlin Ball from Columbus North, down on that four. Trace Holloway on a single leg on Marlin Ball from Columbus North. Marlin Ball with a takedown on Trace Hall on mat four. And Trace Hall, and that expired the first period, so only 1 minute first period. So we're going to the second period. Oh, a 2-2 exchange. I can't see that green very well from here. Not that I'm colorblind or anything. Okay, we got a 2-2 match on in the wrestle back with Trace Hall and Columbus North Marlin Ball. Sims in on a single leg on Stahl. Stahl front quartering him. He's going to try to pop him over with it. Shucks him away and fouls that up with a few shots of his own. Ryan Stahl, only a junior. Sims, I believe, is a senior at 140 pounds. I'm sorry, John Sims is just a freshman. Wow. 38-1. Because I knew he was in the lineup last year for the Wildcats of modern day. This bird is tough, isn't he? I mean, he doesn't go to his hips when he gets leg attacked. He keeps pressuring in. That's what you like to see on a, you know, wrestler. So 2-0 Steve Sanford leading in one semifinal. Ryan Stahl and John Sims are deadlocked at zeros as they get out of the first period. Down on mat four, Trace Hall with a 3-2 deficit on mat four. He's failing Milan Ball from Columbus North.
Barrett trying to pull him forward. Sanford keeps a good position. Barrett elevates, brings Sanford back down. And then the mat. Still wrestling. Just called it out. Come back with fresh start.
Sanford looked at him dumped.
Sanford set. Barrett covers. There's the whistle. Sanford comes straight up again. Barrett blocks.
Ryan Stahl doing a nice job of.
Barrett follows, elevates, goes on his feet, and Barrett's trying to elevate. Stands for blocking down. Barrett drops to a single. Stands for trying to throw his leg. Barrett's still on the single, there he throws the leg. There's the one escape. The 3-0 lead to Stanford. Stanford's going on the front corner, he tries to go.
So Ryan Stahl doing a nice job of riding John Sims. Got a leg in with 56 seconds left. Down on that four is 3-2. Trace Hall still trailing Milan Ball from Columbus North. And Steve Sanford with a 3-0 lead on that three. Stahl with a power half and a leg in on top. As we got a stoppage of the match down on mat number one, where Jacob Tante is wrestling Max Surma, Alex Surma, I'm sorry. And I believe Surma is winning 7-2. He's taking the injury time. Surma is very deadly on top. Sims being ridden by Stahl, and that's the period, third period. Stahl will probably take the down position.
Here's him back to bat again.
Right now we got Ryan Stahl with a 1-0 lead in the semifinals. Trace Hall, ball tied up, 4-4. Millen Ball from Columbus North is down. Trace Hall just received a reversal and a 6-4 lead. Then he cuts Millen Ball loose for a 6-5 lead. So Trace Hall has come from behind. He just got one for Stone. His minimal time. There's a lateral drive by Milan Ball, but Trace Hall with good balance gets it way behind and wins it 8-5. So Trace Hall advances to the 5th and 6th place match, and Mylan Ball drops down to the 7th and 8th place match. Is he in the semis? I think he is, isn't he? Huh? Oh, he got beat. That's right. Yeah. So Ryan Starr with a 1-0 lead. 7-3 for Sanford on mat number 3 in the semifinals.
Sanford just trying to secure the win. In a good side position. Changes level.
Better try to pitch Sanford there. Boots scoot duck for Sanford.
Yeah,
that was impressive. He kept after him. He kept attacking. Meanwhile, we're still so Steve Sanford is the finalist at 140. He was the winner of this match. Right now, Ryan Starr has a 1-0 lead over John Sims of and Minor Bay. Sims shoots in on a single leg. Tries to sit underneath it, elevate him, hooks the ankle. Now there's a splato attempt by Starr. He can't hold it. Sims does not have the ankle trap. That's the problem. Oh my gosh, what a scramble. What a scramble by Ryan Starr. Just inches away from scoring. So we have Ryan Starr and Steve Sanford, a rematch of the Al Smith Invitational back in December. So we moved to 145 pounds at 145 pounds down on the far mat, mat 4. We have Dalton Sparks of Peru, 44-7. And Jordan Delaney of Yorktown at 42-2. Delaney and Sparks down on the far end. Zach Corp got the fall on mat 1 with 57 seconds. Zach Corp runs his record of 41-3. And he'll face the winner of this match that we're commenting on. That's on that 4 between Dalton Sparks of Peru and Jordan Delaney of Yorktown. Delaney drives a double out of bounds. Oh,
again. Getting followed by Keon. Oh, and throw. Ah, there it is. Another throw for him.
So Sparks and Delaney go out of bounds. They'll get a fresh start. Second period. 1:56 remaining. As I believe Delaney took the neutral position in the second period with a no-score first period. Delaney with a head tie and a knee pick. Lateral drop by McGinley. Now Dalton Sparks running behind, gets the legs in, and no points are issued. And it's a Delaney Sparks match on that four. So we go back to a restart. Out of bounds, Delaney has a contact problem, it looks like. So he may take some injury time here. Yeah, it's a contact lens problem. His coach runs out there with the fluid, and they're going to pop it right back in, it looks like. He'll get back punch on that throw. Okay, we resume action here. 0-0, second period. Delaney and Sparks. Delaney from Yorktown, Sparks from Peru. Mat 4, Constellation Wrestleback. Meanwhile, on mat 2, we have Young and Bennett. Young from Culver Academies and Bennett from Highland. Anderson Highland. Delaney Sparks, Delaney in on a single low on Sparks, driven out of bounds. We'll get a fresh start. 52 seconds in the second period. Sparks in on a single low on Delaney. Delaney whizzes it down. Turns the hip out so that Sparks cannot get the far ankle. Got a soft wizard in there. It looks like we're going to go out of bounds here with no control. We do. We go out of bounds with no control. We'll start again. 23 seconds in the second period. We've got injury time down on that four. Delaney took a headbutt. And I think it was inadvertent as they were scrambling around on the mat. Daniel Young opens up a 1-0 lead on Bennett from Highland. A little time left. Out of bounds. Out of bounds. We're going to the third period, and Daniel Young is a 1-0 lead. Bennett's choice takes down in the third.
Got to have a stable throw. We're going to second. Keon on a 2-on-1. Moving in to get to McGinley. McGinley closing Keon head away from him.
Daniel Young in on a single leg on Bennett. He's got the leg hooked. Bennett trying to hip out. And now Young's turning the corner and gives the takedown up. Bennett does. And Young has a 3-1. 3-1 lead. Two-point takedown awarded to Dalton Sparks. As he takes a 2-0 lead over Jordan Delaney as they go into the third period. 130? Okay. So Dalton Sparks gets an escape on that fourth. 3-0 lead over Jordan Delaney. In and out, Delaney. Tries to hit a throw by Delaney, does. Sparks inside tie. Minute 23 in the third. Delaney with a knee pick on Sparks, drives him to a hip, but he doesn't have any control. As Daniel Young defeats Sam Bennett to advance to the final match, Bennett will drop in for third and fourth from Madison Highland. Delaney tried to take Sparks back. As a result, he runs out of juice there, and it was a desperation attempt at a throw, being down three. Gives up the take now, and a 5-0 defeat to Dalton Sparks, advances to the fourth and fifth place match. Fifth and sixth place match. So Sparks will wrestle Corp for fifth and sixth with a 5-0 lead, with a 5-0 decision, and Justice Records to 45-8. So we got overtime here on mat number three between Gavin McGinley of Cathedral and Keon Jones of Merrillville. 2-2 match. McGinley on a carry. He stepped on the line, Single leg by McGinley. Drives it out of bounds. Another high cross attempt by Gavin McGinley. Drives up to his feet. He knows where the out of bounds is. Why don't he take a few steps back into the center?
Oh, no. Keon's
still
got
a spine
by now.
15
seconds to go.
Again, a very relaxed in his stance.
2-on-1 by Keon.
Keon snaps him to the mat.
Down. 3 seconds to go. They're both on their knees.
And we're going to go tiebreaker. Here's the flip. Goes to Keon. He takes down in the first tiebreaker period.
He's going to go down.
K Two Roses in the finals, huh? Championship? Yeah. Freshman. 152 pounder. I think he was third in our semi-state. Keon Jones short fits. Gavin McGinley throws a leg in. In control. Now his power happened. Keon trying to block out the leg. We got about 14 seconds to shake him down. But Gavin McGinley's going to hang in here, I got a feeling. He is. He's pulling ahead on her. No reversal, no change. So now McGinley will go down. This is McGinley's second overtime match as he went overtime in the quarters with Delaney and won. McGinley tried to push it a sleuth and maybe hit a Grammy roll out. McGinley not doing a whole lot. Oh, Phil Nelson. Wow. And he tries to bundle the elbows at the end, but it's to no avail. Keon Jones loses by a 3-2 count on a technical violation. Or illegal hold, I'm sorry, illegal hold, Phil Nelson. With both hands touched. So McGinley will go to the finals at 45. All right, we move on to the 152-pound weight class. On that four in the wrestle backs, we've got Jeff Weiss of Heritage Hills. Heavyweight wrestling, Calvin Sullivan of Cathedral. Calvin Sullivan in a single leg on Heritage Hills, Jeff Weiss. Weiss tries to roll through. Now he comes up with his own single with no points scored, and Calvin Sullivan kicks out, and he looks like he's injured. May have popped his knee as he kicked out. Trainer's rushing over to the mat side there but of Calvin Sullivan to find out what's going on there. As they tend to that, we'll go back to the semifinal match between Tarose Carroz, Anthony Carroz of Chesterton, and Aaron Escala of Munster. Carroz going to score here on a go-behind, as Estrada made a bad shot from our long shot, and Carroz sprawled and ran behind, blocked him down and ran behind. Okay, so it's a 2-0 lead for Anthony Carroz, a freshman from Chesterton High School, wrestling Aaron Estrada. And there's a roll under by Carroz, and he's got it tight. Got a two count for four. 4-0, Anthony Carroz with a rib headlock roll through. As we go back to man number four, Sullivan and Weiss going at it. Heritage Hills, Weiss, Sullivan, a Cathedral. Who? Yeah. Okay. Have fun.
takedown. What a one escape.
All right. Second period now. 1:54 left. Calvin Sullivan on top in a 0-0 match. Had a leg in. Power half on Jeff Weiss from Heritage Hills. So Carroz went in that rear headlock and rolled under and just kept and kept and kept and finally got his back points on it. Looked like Estrada was going to counter it pretty effectively, but he didn't. He got it again. Carroz is going to get a three-point FAL. Carroz has got a power half on. Very close to a full Nelson. The referee was really watching it. Cause it potentially dangerous and a restart. Meanwhile, back on map four, it's 1-0. No, I'm sorry, it looks like 3-0. 1-0. 1-0, Jeff Weiss of Heritage Hills. Now Calvin Sullivan. Got him caught. He's got Weiss caught underneath him in the second period, in control. Got a leg hooked. And we're going to still move in a fresh start on our feet. 1-0 for Jeff Weiss of Heritage Hills. I believe it might have been a fleeing call. As we've got about 38 seconds of Calvin Sullivan on a deep double. Drives him down. Cinches up a two-point. And no, that out of bounds. Referee does not give the points. As he had both legs cinched, but did not get behind him. Low single by Weiss. Comes out the back door. Changes up. Tries to elevate him. Tries to sit him on his back. Now Weiss is crowding over. No play down yet. Again, Weiss shoots in deep, elevates that low leg attack, tries to come out the back door. Calvin Sullivan tries to stop the ankles, and that's the period. So we have a one-on match, Jeff Weiss of Heritage Hills. He's got an escape. Calvin Sullivan will take down in the third period. Trying to get his escape. He trails by one. Meanwhile, Carroz consistently, with 15 seconds left, has a 7-1 lead in the top bracket of the semifinals at 152. Weiss in control down on that four. Got a power half in. Calvin Sullivan trying to swim out of it and get a reversal, and it looks like he may be successful in doing so. He got a two-point reversal. Calvin Sullivan goes on a 2-1 lead here by virtue of the reversal over Jeff Weiss of Heritage Hills as they go out of bounds and will have a parterre or top-bottom start. Now, Anthony Carroz of Cheston has opened up a 9-1 lead in the semifinals. Calvin Sullivan lifts Jeff Weiss, dumps him down, he's got a knee driven up, and now he's throwing a leg in. Estrada had Anthony Carroz in trouble momentarily, got a 2-point reversal, makes it 9-3. Carroz. Now Jeff Weiss of Heritage Hills kicks out for a 2-2 tie back on mat 4 in the wrestle back round at 52. Weiss, the aggressor, hitting some out, non tie up. There's a shot from on by Calvin Sullivan, drives him out of bounds. Thank you. 145, it should be, huh? 35. 35? Where's 40 at? Two man still out on that four. Calvin Sullivan with a late takedown, 4-2 lead now, and that's the match, overtime, 28 seconds into the overtime, or 32 seconds into the overtime, takes down Jeff Weiss with a nice double leg, and he'll go in for the fifth and sixth place match. A freshman. Yep. I think I came unplugged there or something. Hello. Okay, we're back on. Now we're back off. Not plug me in. Is that me? That must be me. Well, it was on in and out. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, my Yeah, because it was coming in and out. Now I'm not getting anything. 40-40? Okay. Thanks. Had it for a second there.
1-0.
All right. It comes in and out. Okay, Ross. All right, down on that four. Down on that four.
25 seconds on the first period. Cross this ride by God.
160 pounds. We have Dalton Jones and Kurt Monick. Dalton Jones with a 2-0 lead over Kurt Monick of Lowell as they go out of bounds. They'll get a fresh start. Dalton Jones of Avon with a 3-0 lead over Kurt Monick of Lowell on that four. High cross tap by Dalton Jones. Trying to trip it. Jones again in on a double. Tries to change off to a high crotch. Myers in control. Third period. As the time runs out in the second period. Dalton Jones stands up. He's lifted and dumped by Kurt Monick as we go out of bounds. We're in the third period, 154 remains. Dalton Jones up 3-0 over Kurt Monick of Lowell. Boy, this kid from Pendleton Heights. Monick's ahead of Dalton Jones of Avon, 3-0.
Matt comes straight up to sit out, turn, spin, dead, one escape, 5-0 lead for Matt Connor.
So we have Matt Todd of Pendleton Heights, 5-0 over Ross Powell.
Ruger. Quick one go out of bounds. Comes off the fresh start, 1 minute to go. Snap pass, 5-0 lead over Ross Powell, Northridge.
Hip toss by Powell. As we said, Jones still down, trailing 3-0 over Kermonix.
Not really much there. So Rossman comes over, quick and stop the action. Stalemate, Greer back to center.
Minus on a headlock, steps over. No score. And Kermonix maintains a 3-0 lead over Avon's Dalton Jones. Thirty-one seconds left. Kermonix still with a 3-1 lead as Jones gets an escape. Now Jones presses in on an underhook. Thrown out of bounds. 20 seconds in the contest. What a job by the Pendleton Heights 160 pounder. Now Avon's Dalton Jones is down on the far side of the net in this match. He's getting beat 5-1 by Kermonix of Lowell. Hudson made it through here, huh? I didn't either. This Grimes kid's pretty tough. The wedding, yeah. Wedding time, is it? I don't think this kid wrestled with Dale Smith, did he? Grimes. Did he? Because he's come on like gangbusters. Thank you. know if we can announce it or not. I know that.
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. What'd you say?
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. Are they attorneys? Accountants?
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. The name seems familiar.
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser.
Maybe you don't recognize us because we don't advertise with a foot lizard, a complaining caveman, or cute cartoon. Have you guessed it yet? We're your local insurance agency serving Michiana for nearly 100 years. We take insurance very seriously and we feel our responsibility is to our client. In fact, we take our role as client advocate very seriously, and once you hire us as your insurance agent, we will research markets and annually review your coverage. We're the people next door who are raising families, going to football games, and trying to do the best we can with this current economy, just like you. Whether it's your home, auto, or business, you need to protect. We can offer a number of options to fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 233-9443. Cassidy, meet your ambassador. Here today.
And tomorrow.
For Phil Holliday and Verizon Wireless, this is PRL Live, Tribe 2 with Samsung, Radio 30, Midwest. Code number YVWG-9196-0000. Mixed in Heaven, February 17th, 2009.
Introducing friends and family from Verizon Wireless. Unlimited calling to any 10 numbers, anywhere in America, anytime. Get it with any nationwide family share plan with 1,400 anytime minutes or more. It's the best value in wireless. Switch to America's largest and most reliable wireless network and save up to 50% on our best Samsung phones. Visit any Verizon Wireless communication store, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-877-25-DZW. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Who do we have here on map three? Okay, well, Tony's going back and he'll know exactly what's going on since I just stepped in. It's not. All right, map three here.
Right now,
second period.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.